This is Morning Edition on KSJD. I'm Daniel Reisel. The Purple Fox Conundrum opens this weekend. The interactive art experience is set at Sacred Song Farm in the Mancos Valley and features a series of vignettes wandering through sagebrush. Tickets are sold out as of Monday. Sarah Severson, executive producer, joins us now for a bit of a preview and background. Welcome, Sarah.
Thanks for having me.
So you've compared the Purple Fox Conundrum to Meow Wolf, which for those unfamiliar, Meow Wolf is this huge indoor art collective in Santa Fe filled with interactive exhibits. But what sets it apart from Meow Wolf?
Yeah, Meow Wolf was an inspiration for us, but that was just the starting point. So what sets us apart is definitely being outside in the landscape of the Mancos Valley that we're in, the wildlands and the agricultural lands of the Mancos Valley, as well as the 30 artists that are from the Mancos area, Montezuma County area, and La Plata County area. So those, specifically those rurally placed artists creating the scope and caliber of installations and vignettes that we have is very different from Meow Wolf in its own way.
I'm glad you brought that up. Tell me a bit about the artists that are involved. So they are all local.
Yes, they're all either from La Plata County or Montezuma County. The majority of them are from the Mancos Valley area. And there are in total about 30 artists involved, from visual artists that are graphic designers to painters, to carpenters and builders, then to actors and performers and musicians and singers. So it crosses a wide spectrum of the quote unquote what it means to be a performer. And it's a true collaborative effort. This is not something that is a top-down installation that we're putting in. It's a true collaboration between the production team creating the story arc and the sort of direction that the ship is headed. But then the collaboration comes in between the artists to really create each installation and vignette.
You touched on this a bit, but I'd like to hear a bit more about the setting, the location in the Mancos Valley that you chose for this.
It's a gorgeous location. Margaret Paradise and Scott Hawk own Sacred Song Farm together, and they have been generous enough to allow us and 30-plus artists and hundreds of people onto their 370-acre farm. It's a working ranch that works with heritage cattle, heritage sheep and pigs. And so they're working while we're doing this installation process. So that's an intricate scheduling process that happens around that.
I don't want to spoil anything, but I would like to get a little bit of insight as to, let's say, one of the vignettes that you believe is representative as to what people can expect.
Wow, it's hard to pick just one. There's 14 vignettes throughout that take you from a synthetic technological world into a more whimsical world and gradually into a more wild and vast world. So one of them that you'll experience is Preacher Siri at the Church of the Cell Phone talking to you and praising the features of Wi-Fi and cell phones in general. And so that's sort of on the synthetic technological end of things. At the other far end, you might find, or you will find, Rumi and the Ruminant. So a poet reading Rumi and Hafiz and inviting audience members up to read similar poems to the ruminants, to the cattle and the sheep that are grazing nearby.
And I think something that I'd like to point out, in addition to people who are visiting, who are interacting, with the different vignettes, that in a way, the plot, the vignettes themselves are interacting with the land, kind of as you said, with the cows are in the background during the Rumi vignette.
Yes, absolutely. The land is an important performer in all of it. And when we originally were looking at the story arc and what vignettes would be where, part of that process was walking the land as a production team several times to see what, where things might want to be placed, or the inspiration that the land was giving us for certain scenes, vignettes, or installations.
How long has this been in the works? All the planning and leading up to it.
Yeah, I mean, the seed has been happening for several years, but the actual process has been about a 4 to 5 month process in all, which is a quick turnaround for a production of this scale. And we originally had thought perhaps we'd do it in 2020, but it had its own flow. It wanted to happen in October, and so that's what we're up to. It seems to be really rolling into its final week in a really productive and powerful way.
As I mentioned, it is now sold out. There are some volunteer opportunities in exchange for entry. But knowing that it's sold out ahead of its opening this weekend, I would like to know, will there be another one?
Can't answer that question. We're going to get through this one and do the best possible job that we can do. Take some time off, and in a month or two after we've had a few naps and some downtime, we might sit with a cup of coffee or a glass of wine and say, do we want to do this again? How was it for each of us? And check in at that point.
Sarah Severson is the executive producer of The Purple Fox Conundrum. It opens this weekend at Sacred Song Farm in Mancos. More information is available at purplefoxconundrum.com. Thanks so much for coming in today.
Thanks, Daniel.